We want to welcome you to another broadcast from Unity Baptist Church in Athens, Tennessee. This is Pastor Mark Latham, along with the congregation of our church. We hope that this broadcast will be a help to believers and that it will point the lost to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's take our Bible and go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 while we stand our feet. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 while we stand our feet. I'm just so glad to see everybody with us today. Amen. Glad to see you here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, better known as the resurrection chapter. The Apostle Paul, he's telling us in that about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us in that in the middle of this chapter, kind of toward the first to middle part, he talks about some that were preaching that there had been no resurrection. And the Apostle Paul said in verse 13, "But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen." I'm glad there's a resurrection of the dead. Not only of the Lord Jesus Christ, but of the saints of God that have went on and had to be with Him. Do you realize that the Bible tells us over the latter part of this chapter what He calls a mystery? He said, "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised." Look at what your Bible says. Incorruptible. They have met corruption with their body and that in the ground, but they're going to be raised incorruptible. And he says, "And we shall be changed." Thank God for that. There is a resurrection. But I want you to look in verse 21, if you would, with me today. The Bible said, "For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." You can be seated today. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you. Would you please help us preach? Lord, we certainly need you. I pray you'd guard our mind and our thoughts today and put a hedge about us and about this church. And Lord, there is folk that wanted to be here today but could not come. And Lord, I pray that you would touch them and help them and encourage them today by the singing, by the word of God. For those that are here today, Lord, we pray that in this service that folk would be very attentive and be very, Lord, to open their heart to the receiving of the word of God. Lord, we can't do anything on our own. And we pray that if there's one here that's lost, they'd get saved and that they'd come to know you in the free pardon of sin. Lord, I just want my mind settled on things and settled towards you. And we love you and we thank you. Meet with us now. Help the one that needs help and save that sinner's nearest hell. For these things in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let me say that as we look at this passage of Scripture, these two verses, as some was preaching that there was no resurrection, and he told us that our faith and that our preaching would be vain. Verse 17, he tells us that if our faith is vain, he said, "You're yet in your sins. Had Christ not died and rose again for us, then we would still be in our sins, dying and going to hell." But I'm glad today that we do know and understand that Christ rose from the dead. He said in verse 20, "But now is Christ risen from the dead." Ain't that a wonderful thought? To know that Christ is no longer in the grave. He's not there. Our salvation is real. Listen, there's a lot of folk out there. I'll get started here in a minute. There's a lot of folk out there in life wandering aimlessly and that around, trying to do the best they can to find peace and joy and happiness in a world that is falling down around them. And if they would come to meet Christ, the one who got up out of the tomb and who rose again the third day, he would help them. Amen. And he helped you if you're saved this morning. You need to remember where you were when Christ found you. You say, "Well, preacher, I wasn't that bad. I wasn't that mean." I'm going to deal with some things this morning to hopefully show us where we were and where Christ brought us to. But look what he said. "For in Adam all die, and even so in Christ shall all
be made alive. I want to preach having a thought this morning on what he said right there in verse 22 when he said, in Christ. Do you know that that terminology is found 78 times in your King James Bible, in Christ? Listen, when you begin to look and see what the Christian has in Christ, it will amaze you. I'm not going to be able to preach everything about in Christ this morning, and we may preach a series of messages on that, but I want you to look and understand just three things this morning about being in Christ. First of all, being in Christ, there is life, there is animation. You know, a dead man or a dead woman is not animated, are they? They don't move. They have no sound. There is no action. And the Bible said right here, for as in Adam, all die. In what Adam done to us in the garden, you all know what he done. He dropped us off and humanity into death. Because the Lord said, in the day that you sin, thou shalt surely die. What did the devil tell him? What did the devil tell Eve over there in chapter 3? I said, thou shalt not surely die. And you know what happened? When they partook of that fruit and ate of that fruit, listen, they did not die physically right then. But friend, death entered in because of sin. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Do you realize that when you were lost without Christ, you were dying and you were in your sin and it was going to kill you and put you in the grave and send you to hell in an eternal death that you and I couldn't escape from. But listen today, because I'm in Christ, I have life. When nobody else could give it to me, He gave it to me. I'm excited about life in Him today. I'm excited about Him. Hey, listen, somebody that has life is animated. Listen, you move and you have a being about you. There's something different about somebody that's living from somebody that's dead, ain't there? That old corpse lying there ain't got nothing but just a body. But boy, when I'm telling you, when I was lost, all I had was a body. It's in our sins that we were lost, but it was in our sins that He saved us. The Bible said, and you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. You know what that word quickened means? It means to be made alive. So He come by where we were and gave us life, didn't He? Wherefore, as in Adam all die, but in Christ, all shall be made alive. The Bible said in the book of Colossians chapter 2, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. So when you got saved, and I hope that everybody's in here is saved, but if you're not, you can get saved this morning. Ain't that wonderful? You can get saved. Listen, if you're lost without Christ, you can get saved. If you realize your need and come to Christ, He will save you. He said, all that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. I think when boys and girls and men and women come to the Lord to get saved, He'll save them. Preachers, we make a big to-do about a lot of things, and we can talk about doctrinal issues and theological issues, and I've heard people talk about, well, you know, there was folk come to the altar and wanted to get saved, and God wouldn't save them. That's not Bible. When a sinner comes to Christ and begs and wants to get saved, He'll save them. When they come knowing that they need to get saved, He'll save them. The night that I got saved, I know that I was lost and needed to get saved. And I come and ask Him, and He done just that. But it's in Christ Jesus that we find life. John 3 talks about being born again, being birthed into the family of God. That youngin' gets born, it is alive, ain't it? It's birthed in. Is that not what He told Nicodemus over there in John chapter 3? He said in John 3 and 7, He said, marvel not that I say unto you that you must be born again. And so birth is brought in and life is brought. You remember what the Lord Jesus told Martha over there? I was listening to a preacher the other day, and he said, Martha, come out there when Lazarus had died and was trying to boss him around. I thought that's pretty good. Said she come out there and said, trying to boss him around. And said, if you'd have been here, said our brother would not have died. You know, the Lord, he come late for a reason, didn't he? You know, the Lord sometimes shows up late in our life for a reason. He really does. We wonder where he's at sometimes. He's always there. Listen, as my wife sung, when we don't understand, God is still good. I mean, listen, he's still good. He's always there. You remember what the Lord asked Martha over there? Said, do you believe that your brother will live again? And she said this. She said, I believe that in the last day, in the resurrection of the last day, he shall live again. You know what Jesus told her? He said, I am the resurrection, the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He said, look, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. It's in Christ that we have life. It's in Christ. Listen, John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, the Bible tells us over there that, you know how that we have passed from what? Death unto life. Remember what little John tells us? You know how that you passed from death unto life? You know how that you know that you've passed from being lost to being saved? Death unto life, because we love the brethren. He said, you passed from death unto life. There's a lot of people acting like they're lost when it comes to loving the brethren. Amen? He said, well, they're awful hard to love and lie. Yeah, we ought to love the brethren, friend. We ought to love the brethren. I've been studying more and more on that here over the past year. And if we really do, especially as little John and as the Apostle Paul tells us over, you know, even when you go over there and look, and look what he told the church of Corinth. I know I talked about this a month or two ago. He told them, he said, you're going to law. You know what they had going on? They had brother against brother that were in the church that were saved. And they had a dispute between them, and they would take that dispute into the court system. Now they got a saved person and a saved person that's got a problem, and they take it to the court system. And the Apostle Paul, he says, well, you ought to take him that is least among you and make a judge out of him. And let him judge what goes on between you. And he says, and if you're not going to do that, then you ought to just suffer the wrong. He said, before I would take, I can go to the court system, I would rather just suffer the wrong. You talk about having to love your brother to suffer the wrong. See, it's okay for the preacher to talk about loving your brother until we talk about having to suffer the wrong. Nobody wants to suffer wrong. Nobody wants to have the best God out of them, or as we would say, boy, they got the best out of me, didn't they? And nobody wants to be God. Nobody wants to be taken advantage of. I don't know how we got there, but ain't that good. Amen. As the same preacher the other day, I was listening, he said it got chilly right there. You know what we say? I hit a stump. Amen. I hit a stump. Now ain't that right? Shouldn't we rather suffer the wrong? Whether somebody, listen, if somebody gets the best of us, I let them get the best of us, because I'm going to be honest. Before I took it into the court system, listen, we just need to suffer the wrong. God will make it right, and it'll be okay. But life. There's an old song that me and my wife, we talk about when we were young. Now, we're not old, we just ain't young no more. But when we were 16, 17, and 18 years old, 19 years old, even after we got married, as we'd sing, you know, we still sang in the youth choir after we got married. Why? We were still young back then. There's an old song that we used to sing in the youth choir, I Just Started Living. And boy, when we got saved, we just started living.
Thank you for listening to another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church. If you would like to contact the church, write to Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. That's Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Or you can email the church at ubcathens@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again for another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church.